No, we didn't hit record.
Yeah.
We hit live, but we did not hit record.
Well, it's getting it over there.
Yes,
so we're
it's
fine.
Getting it. Wait, don't hit the red button, Ringo. This is the anti-Trump button
don't,
up here.
Don't tase me.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't do it.
Okay. Let's.
Okay.
I'm putting the needle on now.
There.
No, skip.
Look at that red sweater.
Look at this. It's skipping on the first track.
Hey, like that. Okay.
No, that's...
It's also
walking through the tulips.
Here we go.
Okay.
We'll just
live with the skips. I think we can do that.
Okay.
I like the title of the next one anyway.
Anything for you, John. That's side one.
It's a
number one.
Swinging thing.
Yes, it is. It's a swinging thing. It's the only way to do it. Hey, lovers.
Boy, now this is a party excuse.
This is not low battery. Okay.
I think I got a power supply down there.
Hold on a second. Let's see. We got a baseball.
Wait, holy, what is going on here?
It's new technology. We're just used to microphones down here. Okay, so.
So?
As we mentioned already.
Yes.
Hey, lover. Look at that red sweater. This, it's not Johnny Guarnieri, it's Guarnieri, Johnny Guarnieri.
Thank you.
With his piano and his orchestra.
Yeah, you're the Italian in this room.
Yes, one to tell. Yeah, sometimes
I'm just your basic Mick.
I do the
best I can.
I'm tongue-tied with all the vowels, my friend. Sometimes
yeah,
it even gets me. I feel like I'm in a bad episode of Wheel of Fortune sometimes. I just can't use any more vowels. But we picked this music because, I don't know, the album cover's nice.
I think for the same reason you picked me.
You have a nice sweater, that's why.
Why, thank you.
I think it's nice. You know, we were talking earlier on about interviews, and that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about, is pigeonholing people and what you learn over time with interviews.
Yes.
It's not your favorite. I don't want you to have to feel like Chick Webb's your favorite. Just tell me why. What was the last Final album you listened to?
The last album that I listened to?
Yeah, what was the last Final album you listened to?
Besides this one. Man, I listened to so much. I know what it was. I listened to Beethoven's Seventh Symphony.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I've been developing an appreciation for Ludwig again.
Very nice.
Yeah, and that surprises a lot of people, especially those that know that I do the show that I do, playing Sinatra and Tony Bennett and Doris Day and all that old stuff.
Yeah.
Old
stuff.
A-U-L-D, as we say in the homeland.
Georgie Auld.
But this, we let him on the back of the bus every so often. but you say, well, you go home and just listen to Sinatra and Doris Day. And say, no, actually, I don't. I'll put on jazz.
Yeah.
You've given me so much to listen to.
There's a lot of jazz.
A lot of jazz. I'll listen to classical. I'll revisit some of the old classics. Or just now and again throw on one that I haven't really heard yet. I have quite a collection back there. A lot of it given to me. And I haven't heard all of them yet.
And there's a little bit right there in the collection. We have a stack over here that we garnered from. And
yeah,
there's always some connection. So the last album that I listened to, which is what I did want to bring down here, and I wanted to give a good shout out to Chris Hazleton. It's the Boogaloo 7. I was there for a live recording at the Green Lady Lounge. Beautiful recording. They just captured the essence. Kansas City jazz at its finest. It was several days before the World Series run where we won it. The crowd was electric and the music was going. The Boogaloo 7, as far as I'm concerned, with so many great bands and acts that are going on in Kansas City, these guys have just got a mix and they've nailed it. They're filling the seats and the lady, and it's good. I dig it. It's a good album.
That's one of the great puzzles and joys of music, along with the puzzle and joys and the travails of life. You know?
Yeah.
It's some of it works, some of it doesn't.
Right.
And you and I have had this discussion before. You could have a band getting up there that just sounds terrible, and you bring it to their attention, and they say, well, it's supposed to. Oh, okay. Is that why you call the band suck?
Right. Okay. It's like H. Sean Benjamin not playing the piano right on purpose.
On purpose.
Because he wanted to suck on purpose. What's the matter with you?
And sucking is an art.
And Sub Pop is making money off of it. So is he.
Speaking of classical music, there's a guy called PDQ Bach is what he calls himself. But he's actually a very skilled classical schooled artist. His real name is Dr. Peter Schickele. And that man does bad so well. It's hilarious.
It's the Weird Al Yankovic. The whole, you know, he's just bad because he's bad and people like it. Why not?
There's stuff that is bad out there. And I think if you're... who was the guy we were listening to that last week with the funny jazz? You just mentioned it.
Wait, who?
Brainlock.
Oh, it is.
Well, he was sort of playing a keyboard in the background, and...
God dang it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's gonna come. I see a rubber arrow through my head.
Anyway, that fellow was sitting there. For a moment, to me, it just sounded like improvisational jazz, and then you pointed out to me, no, he's not. He's deliberately messing it up. He wasn't improvising on the harmony or the melody or anything. He was just making noise.
H. Sean Benjamin. God dang it. What's the matter with me? Yeah.
Benjamin, yeah.
And he was deliberately playing wrong, and he had professional musicians behind him. And the reason why we did that was because I heard an interview with the guy on NPR. He was losing his mind interviewing this guy. He couldn't stop laughing at him because it was so absurd that he was doing this.
Yeah.
So that's the fine line. Is it avant? Is it a joke? Is it bad? What kind of conversation? But I think it's just like a bad car commercial.
Avant,
you're talking
suck.
About it. Yeah, that's right. It sucks. But we're talking about it. We're bringing it up. It's the bad commercial at the Super Bowl. It's like, what the hell were they doing spending $5 million on this horrible advertisement? But guess what?
Yeah.
We're talking about it. We might buy a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup the next day.
Anyway, I wish you could see this. Well, here.
Right there.
Right there. There's the album. It's called Hey Lover. And it's fairly old. It's on the RKO label. Same as the Movie Maker.
Speaking of, this is one thing that I always find interesting. Why is it that there's never a date on these albums? Never. I mean, you got this SLP-1002. You got all of these specifics here, but there's no date. You can never find this. And you know what I have to do? I have to go to eBay to find the date on these old things. Why can't they just put it on here? I don't get it.
The old albums, yeah. They started putting the dates on them roughly... It also depended on if it was some independent label. Frequently, you didn't get any information at all other than the hard sell of the artist on the back of the album, like this one. Musical improvisation, which can only be handled by the best of musicians, is one of the delights of all jazz-happy enthusiasts.
you would never hear that today.
In this album, Johnny puts his mastery of the difficult feat of improvisation into action, backed by a truly creative group of boys who complement his own musical ability.
Charge.
Much in demand by theaters, studios, and nightclub owners everywhere. It's been a while since a nightclub owner has called me, other than to pay my bill.
We need a new announcer, kids.
Anyway, you know, coming
Who
to...
Who wrote that?
I don't know.
And it's a true...
Some of them are... Some of the plugs that they write on the back of those old albums are just hilarious.
Yeah, and there's some of these guys that were real jazz heads that really did... go to the clubs all the time, but this looks like they hired some guy in the basement of RKO Records and said, kid, this is your moment to get your English out there. If you can't write a book, you're going to write liner notes for the back of this album. So I think you did good work.
Oh, there it went.
Wait, hold on. We're at the end?
Yes.
Well, you think that's our cue?
That might be our cue, at least a convenient one.
All right. Well, good night, Dick. We need to meet in the apartment.
Good night, Ted.
Goodbye, then.
Goodbye.
Neon Jazz.